Now Sri Aurobindo says, integral yoga is known to every one of us. We know already. Therefore Sri Aurobindo now says, the lotus of the eternal knowledge and the eternal perfection is a bud closed and folded up within us. Just as in a bud, the whole of the flower is included. This is a fact. The entire flower, when it blooms out, was already present in the bud. Similarly, this knowledge is also a bud in the heart of everyone. That bud, it opens swiftly or gradually. Both ways are open. It can open swiftly at one stroke, or it can open slowly, petal by petal. This is our normal procedure. This is what we are doing now. All of us are in the process of opening this bud little by little, petal by petal. Through successive realizations, the word realization means you realize what you already have. What is real in you, you realize. All achievement is realization, is remembering. Through successive realizations, once the mind of man begins to turn towards the eternal, once his heart no longer compressed and confined by attachment to finite appearances, becomes enamored in whatever degree of the infinite. This is the only condition. You just have to turn. Turning is the secret. As long as you don't turn, it will remain closed. But the moment you turn towards it, in the mind and in the heart, then it will open either swiftly or gradually. All life, all thought, all energizing of the faculties, all experiences, passive or active, become thenceforward so many shocks which disintegrate the teguments of the soul and remove the obstacles to the inevitable efflorescence. Once your mind turns to the infinite, then all your experiences, whatever happens to you, is only a shock by which you are reminded. What you have forgotten is remembered. And as a result, all the teguments, all the obstacles, all the ties which are preventing you to remember are cut asunder. And then you remember, recover. Then comes one of the greatest statements of all historical statements of the world. One short sentence: he who chooses the infinite has been chosen by the infinite. So even there you have an assurance that it is he, the infinite himself, who will choose. And the sign of his choosing is that you will choose him. The moment you say, oh, I want to know the Divine, it means Divine has now chosen you to know Him. The starting point is not you. The starting point is He. He is the lover, and the moment He beckons to you, you turn to Him. So he who chooses the Infinite has been chosen by the Infinite. Therefore it is always better on your part to choose, because that will be the sign that you have been chosen. He has received the Divine touch, without which there is no awakening. It is like Socrates who calls Meno and says, come. And then Meno is asked questions. Without Socrates, Meno could not have recovered his knowledge of Pythagoras. Once he chooses, the Divine chooses, all kinds of questions will come up to you in your life. And these questions, as you begin to answer, the Divine will be revealed. You will remember the Divine. And you will achieve the perfection. But once it is received, attainment is sure. You remember, we started the synthesis of yoga because of one question which was raised. When we did the first chapter of the Life Divine, we came to the conclusion that we are now rationally convinced that aspiration for God, light, freedom, immortality is rationally justified. Granted, this is so. The question was, how shall we realize it? How shall we attain to God, light, freedom, immortality? So this is the answer to that question basically. Although the answer is long afterwards, but this is the basic answer. Namely, once it is received, the very fact that you ask a question in the class, it means you have chosen already. And you chose it because He has chosen it. That is a sign, otherwise you would not have raised this question at all. Your very fact that you ask this question means the Divine has chosen that now you should know. You have reached that very important stage of being chosen. So, once it is received, once the call is received, attainment is sure. This is the great assurance given to us. You have started, be sure it will be done. There is no stopping now. Whether conquered swiftly in the course of one human life or pursued patiently through many stadia of the cycle of existence in the manifested universe. If you so choose, or if He so chooses, you can attain within this life itself. Again, when you decide that yes, you should have in one's life, remember, He has chosen that it should be in one life. But it may take longer time, doesn't matter. Attainment is sure. Now comes, in the next paragraph, the very first sentence. Which is an elucidation of the first line of this paragraph which we read just now. This first line of the third paragraph is a repetition of the first line of the second paragraph. But in other words, It is elucidation. See what it says. Nothing can be taught. Nothing can be taught to the mind which is not already concealed as potential knowledge in the unfolding soul of the creature. If that knowledge was not concealed in your soul, then nothing can be taught. If it can be taught, it means if you can learn, if you understand, it means it was already in your soul, folded, it has now become unfolded. This is because we are nothing but an objective form of Him. All that He is, so we are. Only in the objective form, only in the mirror. But He is the original. We are a copy. We are only a reflection. So, nothing can be taught to the mind which is not already concealed as potential knowledge in the unfolding soul of the creature. So also, all perfection of which the outer man is capable is only a realizing of the eternal perfection of the spirit within him. We know the divine and become the divine because we are that already in our secret nature. All teaching is revealing. It's only reminding you. All teaching is a revealing. All becoming is unfolding. Self-attainment is a secret. Self-knowledge and an increasing consciousness are the means and the process. Self-attainment is the secret. Self-knowledge and an increasing consciousness are the means and the process. The more you go inward, the more you know yourself, the more is the self-attainment. Usually we try to know by going outward. Here Sri Aurobindo says, go inward, and the more you know yourself within, you will know truly, and even what is outer will be also known because of your knowledge of yourself. These last two sentences are extremely important for the entire life of everybody. All teaching is a revealing. All becoming is an unfolding. When you become teachers in your life, you remember this sentence. You arrive at a point where all that you say becomes a revelation. All teaching is a revealing. All becoming is an unfolding. Self-attainment is the secret. Self-knowledge and an increasing consciousness are the means and the process. Now this paragraph, second and third paragraphs, these two paragraphs give you the whole Shastra of the integral yoga. If there were no written books, one could have said, my dear friends, what was to be told has been told. Nothing more is needed to be told. Reflect on it. meditate on it, and all that you want to know will be known. But because they are written books, we are facility. We go ahead. We do not stop here. And we have more and more elucidation. But what is told, finished. Everything is there. In fact, these two paragraphs are all that has to be learned in the life. You don't need anything more than this. This was the style of the Upanishad. The student used to sit near the teacher. The teacher used to speak a few words and then used to say, now you meditate. Realize what I have told you. This was the practice. But now such teachers are not available. And they don't have that capacity of revealing. So we have to write long, long books. And we have to repeat and elucidate and further elucidate and further elucidate.